you cook in pants.
Yeah.
And then, you know, those pairs you sent Frankie, I just kept.
Well, they're good.
Well, don't nobody send me another pair. I need to send somebody some pairs. Y'all want some pairs?
Oh, I didn't know you
Frank, said
there used to be. Used to be 40-some-odd trees at home.
Oh.
That's what still? All happened to them, really?
I got some young ones. I planted myself. Got some about that big this year, first time.
Black killed them.
Well, you see, we didn't know it.
Black. I didn't know it had any enemies.
Oh, man.
Yes. This little thing here hadn't had any attention since I've been here.
There he is now.
Yeah.
Young trees are not
so
bad.
Y'all keep seat, I'll go out there and get it done. Give him a look. Give him a quick, man.
I will. I see.
That must be guy.
See, he was here to do this. He came, especially, to get this thing all fixed. All fixed. I mean, he's a good friend of ours. But he didn't try it out.
That cookie?
Yeah. He didn't try it out.
Well,
so guy said, well, I better get out there this morning. You know, if Frank is coming, I better be sure, just be sure. He was...
I never could get y'all. I called and called.
He was so upset. I thought he was going to be... He got sick in his stomach. You know. He thought everything was bad. He's disgusted with that grass out there anyway. But you know where it has been cut down a little bit? It's just as green...
Well, that's what we need to do is cut this off.
As close as you can get it. And I believe you'll have some fairly decent.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But then, on the other hand, like I told Guy, I said, now this, you can't, you know. Once the mower sits up, you got to sharpen it. That blade, you have to sharpen it. Because the rust eats the cutting edge off.
But see this?
And he said he didn't know that.
Is that right?
Yeah,
he knows. He needs to blow to him, have a spare.
Yeah.
Keep him
sharp. Yeah, this is the team. Let me get you another one. Oh, well, you know, this was the proposal. But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. But he was, and it's not Cookie's fault. Is that too strong?
That looks, he's running it out.
Too strong? There's no sugar in it. I've got cold water here, Cookie.
Well, good. Just pour me a little cold water, please, ma'am.
That's what I, because I just make it so it's strong.
And a spoon, and I'll put some sugar in it. But you know, actually, I...
That's cold water.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I'm not too worried about it. Thing not working, it's just that.
Well, he just didn't want y'all to be put out. Just, I mean, because this is his day off. I mean, you know, he has to stay out here. And he haunted. He stayed up last night till 11:50.
He might as well have been doing my job.
And also got up this morning early to see if he's had me listen while I was trying to see if there's any change in that way. So if he got the stuff down,
well, I don't believe it.
No, Miss Ora.
Oh, he's
got it. He's got to grind it. But I
got him about everything. He runs that space station now.
I'm not as hard against the hay now as I was to start with, because I've talked to two or three. What's that? What's that racket? That's not thunder or lightning.
That's what he was going to bring over here this Sunday morning. Crack day. And he come over here and just brought his stuff.
Well, the Lord. Well, the Lord is working there.
Yeah. They give me a little swig or something. I don't care about.
You mean you go for swigs too? That's what Frankie said. Frankie said, I own a swig. I didn't know that anybody in the world said anything about a swig but him.
What was that story you had in your mind the other
day? Well, I ain't gonna tell you now.
Yeah. I can't think. I can't listen and think too.
This would have taken the bind off of your blade if I'd told it in advance. but I didn't do it. I should have. It'd take me bind off.
Well, you know what Martin said
that's,
about that other
thank
story
you, thank
you told.
You
went away around the bush to beat out
that's
little one, don't you
that's
remember
that?
Yeah, but you know, that was the idea of the thing. That keeps you, see, that's like the old man says, count to 10 before you cuss.
Yeah.
And by the time you counted to 10, you forgot about cussing.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yes.
That's when you start cussing. About
need
the
some
of
water.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But anyway, you want to hear about the bear?
Go ahead and let's have a little of it.
Well, he's got five stories he tells about the bear, and every time he gets through, he says, is that the one you want to hear? This is an old man up there that works at the university, been there for years and years, works in the plumbing department. And they say he'd rather lie, you know, than tell the truth because he thought it was more valuable. But Monroe, my baby brother's known him ever since he's been there. Monroe's been there some 18 years, and he said he was an old piece and a fixture when he went there, and a permanent fixture, you know. Yeah. Anyway, he said, I want you to say, next time you see him, said, ask him to tell you a story about the bears. And said he, he'll tell you the story. So I happened to see him the next night. What I'm trying to do is get that story together in my mind to tell it. It ain't no good unless you get it together. But anyway, I says, hey, Mr. Wallace, and it does him good to call him Mr. You know, his hair even turns a little blacker. His hair is real gray. You know, he'll perk up, you
well,
know.
That's like your friend down here, you know.
Yeah.
Mr.
Oh, yeah, you got to Mr. him.
Mike. You called him, no, you are older than that. You didn't have to call him Mr. Did people call him Mr.?
Oh, no. But anyway, he says, I said, Mr. Wallace, he's walking down the hall in front of me, right there at the entrance to McCarty Hall. I says, Mr. Wallace, and he whirled around. You know, everybody called him Wally or Wallace. And he whirled around and said, yes, sir. And then he seen it was me. He said, what do you want? I says, man told me to tell you to give me a rundown on the bears. He says, oh, yes. He says, if you don't mind, let's walk down here a little further down here. It's a little cooler down here. The crosswalk, you know.
Yeah.
He's on the second floor. He said, I walk down here, a little breeze comes through. He said, I get awful hot standing around. And he said he hadn't done a lick of work at the university in the last 10, 15 years. He just rides around the truck, you know. And he said, now, he says, you know, he says, this boy was out. And said he, I never heard the story told like this, but anyway, he says this boy was out, you know, fooling around, and a bear come running after him, and he says, well, the boy taken off to the house just hard as he could go, just running and panting, and hollering, help, help, you know. The old man was down at the barn milking. And he heard the boy hollering help, but he lied so much about hollering for help that he didn't think there was any need to, you know, get over excited about it. And so he'd just go on and finish milking the cow. So the boy, by the skin of his teeth, made it to the front door and just fell in the door, you know, and just crying and wringing his hand and still hollering help, help. And so in the meantime, the old man had got through with the milking, you know, and come up to the house, and he met the bear on the way up to the house. You know, the bear was going down the barn, and he met him. So, of course, the boy had been telling him that he had seen a bear around there, you know, but the boy just lied so much the old man couldn't believe him. And he set the milk down, offered the milk to the bear, and the bear wouldn't accept it. So he turned and started running. And he come by the house, going down the road, you know. And the boy looked out, and he'd been crying, and the boy looked out the door, and he started laughing. And his mama said, son, what in the world are you laughing about? He said, you know, Pa's carrying that bear away from here a heck of a lot faster than I brought him in. So, in other words, the old boy, the son had exaggerated so much the old man couldn't believe him that there was a bear.
Yeah. you fill you up.
No, thank you. I have plenty.
I'm over here.
What are you going to do, bust me?
Yeah.
I drink that Gatorade.
Where? Over here?
Oh, this helps me,
please. Sure.
Well, I have me driving my truck.
What does that mean? He changed his mind about it.
Okay.
He's been talking to a lot of people about it.
What's that?
He changed his mind about behavior. He's been talking to some people.
Okay. That'll be fine. I'll see. Nope.
Oh, that helps you.
Huh? Yeah,
Frank, when do you start drinking tea? Before you get your hat on?
12:30, 1:45.
Getting that glass big as this.
Okay.
Every morning.
Bye-bye.
First thing?
I've
got a lot of times before I put on my shoes. Sometimes I wait till I put on my shoes.
I was supposed to go with her to work. She was going to carry me up there. They having her birthday supper up there tonight, and I forgot about it. She don't like to go up there and come in by herself, so she wants me to wait out the shop until she gets there, and then she'll follow me home.
So
that's what we'll do.
Well, let's get out there and see.
Say you've been
cooking. Enjoy the tea.
Yeah.
Enjoy
say
the tea.
Say you change your mind a little bit about the hell, will it?
Well, I've talked to 2 or 3 young people, and they say if you get it in, don't let the sun hit it too much.
Yeah.
It's good, but say if you leave it there too long, you ain't got much.
Mm-hmm.
But then you ain't got much with your coastal Bermuda or your other hay. If you leave it down to the sun parts, you ain't got nothing in. Enjoyed the tea, it was good. Just hit the spot.
Yeah.
I got to go.
You know, people are afraid of mold on.
Actually, it will if it is too dry, too wet. But then I'd rather have a little damp than parched. I mean, you know, I'd really have just a little more tea.
Well, we're trying to get something.
On this, unless you've got a little moisture. I got hot out there.
Man, I did too.
Well, I got him going, guy. And I told him, I said, "Looky here, fella. You can't just set this thing and keep going. I said, you got to look at it once in a while." He said, "I like something you can just set and keep going." I said, "You can't do that here. It ain't no use in thinking about it." I said, just keep looking back every once in a while. I told him, I just come right out of the fine blank and told him. There ain't no use of kicking around the book. Just come right out and ain't that right?
Well, I don't guess it ain't anything you can tear up on this, is it?
No. That far, if you tear it up, we'll fix it.
Now, that rotor mower, you see, he's got that. He burnt that out.
Yeah. The only thing you can tear up on this one is the belt.
Yeah.
That's the most he could tear up on this one.
Yeah. And I don't believe he can tear that up, because it would choke.
Yeah. And stop the tractor before he'll tear that belt up.
I believe so.
Oh, man.
yes. I should have gone on down there and got a little file and filed in St. Dolphin. I'm telling you, that things collect rust.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were that bad. I'm serious. I just didn't.
That whole edge just rusts off.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to cut it way down there to get an edge back on there.
Yeah, I know if you're out there
20 minutes. Yeah, normally 10 minutes and you're back on the road again.
That veneer is so tough. I guess all the grass is so tough now.
It is. It's tough and thick right now. And he's just gonna have to take his time and cut that because it's tough. And then where he cut that before, it's bedded down there. And he's gonna pick that up once in a while. He's gonna clog up, and it ain't gonna cut through it.
No.
He's just gonna have to stop and get off and clean that sickle bar off.
Yeah.
And I told him so.
Well, that's what it takes.
I just flat told him.
I got peed off with him when he sent him over here for me to tell him how to do something when I didn't know. And I never worked with Frankie. And the bastard should have come over here himself.
Yeah.
And, laid it out. I believe he's getting it straight now. Yeah, well, that old dead grass, he gonna get in the water that every night.
That's right. Now he can't help it. And water horse manure once in a while.
First thing Willis saw when he went over there, horse manure, he said, I let the horses go. He really let me have it.
Still ain't got it out yet.
I was over there Saturday morning, he was poisoning some of that, he was weed killer on some of that old pasture grass in that old, that'd be out there in the bed. I walked along there, and he didn't have enough in the head to see it, what was he saying? I said, Frankie, how much fertilizer do you use? I've had them do that over here. People come over here, want to rent a pasture. Just rent it, like it was. I say, that's fertilized. They say, we'll take it like it was. I said, I don't want to do it like it was. It'll ruin what grass is there.
Yeah. Is he moving around? I drank a half glass.
Yes, sir. He got that Ford. He said it's good as new. Ford.
Wonder if we could trade him something. These two mowers in on it. Leave it set there.
Now that's my idea. I wish there was something around here that I could trade in on some odd little stuff sitting around here that it wouldn't be any good.
I got a pickup truck, I'll trade him.
What's that you're riding in now?
That's one that I caught a man asleep yesterday and bought it.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Nothing. That's a 65 model.
Yeah.
Late model.
It looks like it's been sitting on the shed.
Most of the time.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Bank loan on it is $685. Yes, sir.
Well, now that'll look good around your place, that'll.
Yeah.
Except you can't afford to keep it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. Yes, sir. At that price, $400?
Yeah.
For a 65 model truck? Yes,
yeah.
Sir. I'll sell that Chevrolet.
Just let that Chevrolet go.
Is he coming in?
I don't think so. Check on him.
No, let him fight it. I told him what to do. Showed him what to do.
He's an old
hand. He ought to be able to get right on that tractor and get the feel of it and just keep right on motoring.
Keep right on. What's your driver then?
Second. In thin grass, he'll pull it in third, but over there, I told him to cut around in second.
$400. Well, now that'll take you around, won't it?
Yeah. I took it home last night, and Helen and the kids wanted me to get one of those $175 campers to go over the back and take it to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Let them ride in the back. Yeah. That's what they want. They want me to get one of them shiny campers and put on the back for $175.
Yeah.
It's got seats in it, you know, foam padded seats.
Yeah.
Wide seats where they can lay down on them if they want to.
Yeah.
I can get one for $175, brand new.
Yeah. That would, you could use that all the time.
Sure. That'd take the place of that 68 Ford wagon I was thinking about buying.
That's right. But you could still buy that and pass it on, couldn't you?
It's possible. But there's not a very big demand for that type of wagon, Guy.
Well, let me tell you, when, my friend there,
Helston,
he tried, J.J. tried to find him one for months there.
That's right. Months.
Couldn't find one.
There's just not much demand for them.
Well, looks to me like the other way around. There's more demand than there is cars.
You very seldom see anybody that wants one. It's got that big a family.
Is that right?
That's right.
So you risk tying up your money?
Right.
had the money to deal with, didn't happen. Well, the credit, what would happen to the credit out there if you wanted to sell it?
They just have to pay it off, see?
Oh, would they?
Or refinance it, yeah.
They couldn't carry it the way it is.
Uh-uh.
Not on that.
No. No, they couldn't do that.
That would be a
guy yesterday on that Ford truck. He was hurting. He was naturally hurting. He needed to do something and do it yesterday. He couldn't wait till today. He said, I've got to do something today.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, well, Bob, I ain't got that kind of money right now. He said, how much money have you got? I told him how much money I had in my pocket that I could, you know, turn loose of. He said, I'm going to bring a truck down to you. He said, I've got a blank note. He said, I'll make you a note, fill out a note and let you sign it for the rest of it in 60 days. No interest. I gave him $200 cash yesterday, and I got 60 days on the other $200. And I'm getting a $100 cattle rack. Big high size to go on the back of it.
Oh, really?
I couldn't afford not to take it.
Well, that's what you've been working up to. You just hang on to that. I have a cattle rack and a camper.
That's right. I'm gonna sell. I gotta sell some stuff.
Yeah, you accumulate.
I got the figuring up last night. Guy, I've got over $1,500 tied up in automobiles.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I have. That's selling price. If I could sell them all, I could have $1,500 to play with. But I can't afford to sell them all. I got to keep three.
That's right. You gotta have two cars and a truck.
That's right. And Laura just don't want to get rid of her Pontiac. She wants to keep that old thing.
And she's not using it.
Yeah, she's using it now.
No,
no, the Falcon's crippled. Getting sick.
And they have tension.
Yeah, and it cost me so much money once to fix it that I'd never get my money out of it. So I'm going to sell it like it is. I can doctor it up and sell it like it is and get a pretty good price out of it. Get a couple $100 out of it. You see, about the 15th next month, students is going to start moving in.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be a demand for cheap transportation.
Yeah.
Well, then's the time for me to unload that thing.
Yeah.
Get me about two bills out of it, and I'll be all right.
Yeah, that's right. You just have an extra car
or two
at that time.
That's right. I can clean up. Well, Guy, I see no reason why he can't go ahead and manipulate that thing.
No, I think he's a mover. He's in business.
I better run back to the station, see how Frank's getting along, and Clyde.
I wish I had that Ford mower up here, just look at it.
this fellow over here to fix that draw bar. I had a lot of trouble cooking.
It is.
Yes. It was a lot of trouble. And the thing is, it sets down an inch below the thing. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
No, it sets down on that saddle, that stirrup thing. And then that lets it go an inch. And those bolts you put in back there, he had put in some about an inch longer than that. Of course, he's got a drill over there, a drill press, and he could drill it over. So that was a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I was mowing over that Roberts.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I appreciate you come over and look at it right there while I was over there. And I figured he could do it in a half an hour, like you said, but he didn't do it in a half hour.
He didn't.
Oh. Just do it in a half hour. It run into time.
He don't.
Sort of an old country boy. And he worked on that steering, and he helped it a little bit. It'll turn left, but it won't turn right. And it is mean.
Bottom bearing in that sector is bad. You turn to the right. You turn to the right or the left. Puts pressure on your top bearing. You turn to the right then, puts pressure on your bottom bearing.
Why didn't he replace it? Can he replace the bearing?
You got to pull the whole sector apart to replace it.
Well, you need to do that. Well, now, when you loosen it up, it would turn, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't work. I'd go down the road out there, and I was working all the time, just pulling it.
Uh-huh.
After you loosen it up. So it wouldn't work. I mean, it just wouldn't work. Well, now, he improved on it a little bit. I don't know what he did. But it's still not right. It's so hard to get into town. You better
trot
in and get
me a start. Yeah, I've got an air conditioning job coming in at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed
visiting. Yes, sir. I don't know, it depends on if I get through with that air conditioning job and how I'm going to check back through tonight.
On what, this?
Come back down to you tonight, check on it.
Well, if anything goes wrong, I can check with you.
Okay, all right.
Well, it's channel 1 over around 460, channel 1 over around 460, and Cookie's just gone back to town. He had to rush out here to get the mower so it worked. He finally had to go clear to from Gainesville over to Hawthorne to pick up, say, Emory, and then come over here and put the Emory on that blade that he's supposed to do Sunday morning. He's supposed to do Sunday morning. So he just did it the hard way. This is 460, 465. Channel went over, and Cookie's gone. And before Cookie was Willie and Cookie. This side, channel went over, is Willie first, and then Cookie. Willie came in and told that bad story. My mind wasn't on it, so I don't know what it was. Anyhow, he had to go, and this is 470, channel went over. This is Thursday, the 30th of July, 1970. Thursday afternoon, the 30th of July, 1970, the hottest day of the year. Oh, it's hot today.
I done told God to tell you it's too
what
hot.
What kind of break? Oh man, I ain't done nothing. You did. That's more than sweat. I'd have had half of that thing done down if we'd have had a mower, but that mower jams. It jams out on the end. It does all right now cutting, but about that phone far end, that thing will go. Oh man, you say, well, I got it made. You get it going. All of a sudden, look out there, and it's done bedded up about that high.
Oh, that's it.
Well, and Mr. Guy, he's going to go out there and piddle around now, go like a snail, and I ought to be out there killing it, because we got to get it done, because Willie wanted to get it mowed where he could take it on up and get on with it.
Yeah, and then we're going to put some nitrogen on it.
Well, he's going to have to re-mow it. Skin plant, he went out there and turned this away and that away, and bad as myself, I didn't turn, but I got some crooks and curves in it, and it left it.
Well,
so
right, we'll fix it, and I'm going to give you some tea. Now, you tell me which one. Is that your glass?
No, I don't think that's mine.
Yours.
Wasn't quarter big.
Yeah, well, anyway, sorry.
Yes, that was mine. It didn't matter, no way. I'm not scared of dying on my tongue.
Oh. Well, they've been washed, I would just...
But, no, I don't need no break now. I need to be out there working.
Well, you can go right back as soon as you...
Yeah, Mr. Guy, though, shoot, you ain't gonna let me get on that truck. You sit along out there on that thing.
Now, you know what? We say Frankie, and you say Mr. Miles. You gotta say Guy and Fay if you hang around here.
I can't do that.
Well, I don't know why.
I was raised to respect my elders. Which now I ain't putting y'all up that much more than I am, but you know, Mom always told us, you know, that anybody at all, just call them Mr. and Mrs.
That's right.
So,
well, I know, but we're pretty good friends.
Yeah, like Harry Smoke down there. We was raised up around Harry Smoke, but he's 60. I imagine he's 65 years old. But his wife, we called her Miss Annie, because she is from down there at Ocklawaha. We wasn't raised up around. But Daddy and them said it's all right. If it's all right, Harry, call him Harry. Because we grew up, you know.
Yeah.
Next door neighbors.
Yeah.
So, but any and that, I hate to hear a kid say, Guy and Faith, when they ought to be saying Mr. and Miss Miles. Now that can eat me up. I got some nieces and nephews, I told them they couldn't respect anybody and call them by their name. I mean, Mr. and Mrs. as well.
It doesn't have any sugar in it.
No, I found out. My hands are dirty.
You want me to put it in for you?
Yeah, maybe I can get it. You might have to get some grease off this jar and a spoon.
Well, that's perfectly
all right. But I tell you, I don't mind taking the breaks, but what I was talking about is hot and the sun shining and that grass needs to be down where it could...
Yeah.
You know, it'd be good to bail that stuff tomorrow and if it don't rain.
I believe it would.
Because it's dying if I could ever get it cut out. He went up and down side the fence. I was going to holler and tell him to make me a land, but there used to be a way we used to cut up yonder where it keep it from jamming. And I can't think now how we did that thing. That's what I was trying to do. Now, Mr. Miles, he turned around. I said, "Well, I was going," and he went the other way. I said, "Where you going now?" He said, "I'm going back the other way."
He may be going to try it.
I got one side of it, though, where I can make it pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's a way. See, if you turn. See, all mowers is different. Some of them cut. Some of them don't have a board to take out and cut the hay, and some of them do.
Yeah.
But now, like Mr. Miles' mower out there, he says he can't make hay out of it with his. Well, you can just run anyway. I mean, both sides is trimming side. But now, what I got up yonder is a little, but you can't cut hay with it, but it still throws the grass out. It chews it up, see, it's got three blades to it.
Yeah.
And it chews it up in a wad, you know, and it throws it out on all sides, and it throws it left.
Yeah.
And Mr. Amp used to say, "Rain, why are you running that away all the time?" Well, I said, "Well, this is trimming side." I said, "Now, if you want stuff loaded into your fence, I can just turn right around and throw it. And just bed your fence up." I said, "That's what's been happening." He said, "Well, anyway." And well, I don't know how long that he couldn't understand what I meant, a trimming side. Well, one side of more is going, if it's open on one side, it's trimming on the right. Now, that littlest and trims on the right, throws it left.
Yeah.
And when you get out there, now, like I was coming around that pasture there, see, coming around this way, I'd be throwing all the stuff right in on the fence. Instead of that, the way I mow, I just take it this way, and it throws the stuff out in the pasture, oh, a couple of three rounds, and then I turn around, see,
mm-hmm.
and come right back, and then it throws it towards the fence, but it don't get into the fence. Hey, it don't take any longer. You just, the way I do, I just set that mow down and, I mean, that tractor in a low gear.
Yeah, and just go.
And just creep along there. And I hit a post once in a while, but hardly ever. I just skin ride by them. But,
that always scares me about this kind of mower, is the way guy goes so close to the post.
Well,
you know?
one of them mowers, too. Now, you can tear up something with one of them. If you don't watch, when you lift it up, see, and turn real fast.
Oh, yeah.
You can knock something down with it. I knew that little 5 foot up yonder Mr. Carper bolt before you sold out up there. It was a lift type. I liked it for one thing. You could get right up in the corner and drop it right down.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to go around the corner and let it grow up. You could back right up the corner and drop it down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he has got doing just like Mr. Myers. I mean, it wasn't a mower, it was a lift. It was a lift on the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd look back and, oh, it'd be going just right. And man, you'd be hauling it, be doing good work. And all of a sudden, you'd hear something. You say, "What is that?" Look back and see your mower coming up off the ground. That's in your adjustment and your tractor in the lift. But Mr. Guy, I couldn't make him understand what I was talking about, setting it at one place and letting it stay there, you know. And then it'd more at level.
Uh-huh.
Finally, he went out there at the end and said, "Now I know, I understand what you're talking about."
Yeah.
So, we come in here and he says, "Oh yeah, there's one way we can put it where it'll stay one place." I said, "Well, if you can do it, I can get on mowing out there."
Yeah.
But he says, "Take this here wheel. And when I tighten the screw," well, I didn't tighten it up tight enough. And I went three rounds, cut just as good, cut out my tractor marks and everything. And doggone it, I picked it up and swung around real fast and dropped it back down and knocked that doggone jesting screw out. I mean, loosened it up and it fell right back where it was.
Yeah. Well.
But you know, there's a good bit more grass out there than what I figured on that other end, and that's real good.
That's real good, isn't it?
But
And if we can get...
It's bad enough, but that pulling it up in one pile is going to be bad. See, when you go run into it with a rake now,
yeah,
that's going to be a lot of it in that green, probably. It, well, if you had a hay conditioner now, one of them little things that got things like that you run over,
yeah,
I'd tear it all up, you know, and fluff it out where it dry fast. But it don't take that hair long to dry because I mowed it down to that littlest and more. And man, it just looked like that in, and you could take it up.
Well, Willie was saying that he talked with several people, and it's all in. And when you take it up, you have to take it up at the right time.
Well, if you get it and get it young. Now, if we could come on over here, I mean, if we'd known about the time when grass first started putting out, before it got on its first seed,
yeah,
and mowed it down good, and then come back and fertilize it, and you might have stood a chance of getting one crop off of it before you get too many seeds. And then this crop, see, would seed. Now, you can cut bahia down like you're seeing her and then go back out there day after tomorrow and it'll be seeded back out. It's a fast-growing grass.
Yeah.
But, and that's all I've got is bahia. But
now, when this comes up, when you put a little nitrogen on this now, after this is cut, it ought to come back.
Yes, that ought to be, pretty, but it ought to be, you know, they ought to take you. Bush hog, if I get Willie over here and let him get that, look at that rotary mower. If we get that thing set at one place, see,
yeah,
where I can run,
yeah,
I can mow that, well, I ought to mow it in 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And, because it won't be no pulling power on the mower this time.
No.
All just getting them little old places, you know, where we're missing is all you'll have to do. But now, it had a pretty good job before. But the trouble with that, like I told Mr. Guy, it's your mower. Your tractor will pull it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that tractor, it wasn't hurting that tractor at all. But the thing about it is, it either get too low or get too high.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't keep it level.
Yeah.
Well, I said, good God, so that's about the bushiest thing I ever seen out there. I said, well, that's the best I could do. Because I couldn't fix that hang. Of course, if I'd have carried a wrench out there, I could have set it back up like we had it. I thought he come in just now.
Guy? No,
yeah.
He's out there more.
I know it sounds like he come up right after you pulled my teeth.
No,
out there.
He's out there. He's just mowing away because I told him that each one of you had to take a break now and take a good one.
Well, trouble is, ain't much point me mowing if he's gonna mow.
Well, he's not gonna mow it. He's just gonna.
I mean, for him to have to mow, like I told him, he's the one might need a break worse than me.
Well, I think it might be good for him because he's to get out there just a little while if he thinks he'll has a lot to mow, Frankie.
Well,
I tell you what, I just happened to talk with your mother. And I told her you'd be late, and so maybe we have supper over here. And she said that'd be fine with her. She wouldn't worry about you.
She didn't say anything about feeding them things, did
she? She said she'd
get some.
Take care.
Oh, he's got some cow feed before I come over here. So he got a cow kind of pen that I told Mr. Guy, asked him about it, and he said he lost his.
Oh, you got some.
I got a cow that had a calf too young and been feeding her sweet feed. And I don't know, all of a sudden she started scouring. I've got to get some different feeding somehow. And I've got to want to get that tonight. Because that little old calf keeps lowing and I ain't got nothing. And it's too small, it ain't but about that high. It ain't nothing but a baby calf.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've got a note in here. See, I forget so bad. Got a note in there, in my pocket.
What do you do? Yourself?
Yes, and when I come in to go to Gibson and get me a sack of feed, it says, go to Mr. Gibson's store for feed for cow. See, if I don't, I forget it. And I know the cow needs it.
Well, Frankie, I don't know. Have you got some hay?
Yes, I gave them some hay last night. Her, she's out there with some more cows, but she He just nudged that. I thought maybe I'd get some a dairy feed. See, that's more of a dried out, more variety. I don't know. They got where they're putting some kind of high protein in that sweet feed. It's not sweet feed like you used to get for horse and mule. You know, these horse people use it.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
It's, I don't know. I got some back in the winter. Me and Willie both. It had some kind of sign on it. It said, if the cows, I don't know. I can't think now what that word was. Got some kind of different stuff in it, you know. I don't know. I can't think now what, if a cow is, you know, poor or something, you know, mentally something wrong with it, not to feed it. But if a cow's in good shape, I mean, in good eating shape, it's all right to feed them, but.
Well, you know, the guy's cows just don't like that ormolene or sweet feed that I have for the horses.
Well,
they just don't like it.
Man, I used to have a cat that almost knocked me down for it, but like I say, undoubtedly they got something in that different. Now, a horse mostly likes and a cow don't.
And a horse won't eat the feed that guy gets for the cows with that citrus pulp in it. Oh, they turn their noses up at that.
No, I'm going to get about half of that if I could.
Don't you think that would be just about right to get about half of it?
Well, me and Willie and Mr. Guy was talking about getting all of it if I could do it, but I ain't gonna get it, can't get it today, because it got late start and...
You know, do I hear some thunder?
Well, I heard something I thought was, but it might have been a plane.
So many of these
things. So,
your daddy was a... He was right strict, wasn't he, Frank?
Yes, we didn't get to go to the show. He was about 16, 18 years old. He didn't believe in too much stuff like that. Then was... It's just lucky, old... I don't know whether y'all know him or not, Everett Smith. You probably heard Willie talk about him.
Yeah.
He's, I've got a car play. He kind of limps. I'm mad Mr. Guy knows him. Probably seen him around Big Wins down there. He's a big braggy mouth booger. But anyway, that's when me and Monroe first go to the movie. Had to let us go with him. So, when he said something, he meant it. He didn't want to have to say it another time. And he was good to us. He was a Christian man. I mean, he went to his church and he tried raise us right, and we didn't get much education. That was our fault, because him and Mom, and he didn't do a thing work out there on that farm. He raised us well. His six of us had another sister, but she died back when she was 5 years old, I think. And we lost our nice two-story home, and it just set us back, lost everything in it.
That the depression?
No, that was way before depression. I remember depression myself. It was rough. Maybe we got some that wheat stuff to make cakes with, you know, and back at doing it. And all we kids was down at one time with the measles. Oh. In an old house, old cotton house, they used to call it that. They used to put the fertilize and stuff like that in. We lived in it. Well, you always heard people say, if you ever have a fire to burn you out, you'll always be behind. Well, that's right. You'll never catch up. There's no way you'll ever catch up.
Oh, you had a fire?
Oh, yeah. Burned a big two-story house down back in...
Wow, Frankie, I didn't. Willie never said that.
Oh, yeah, we had a big two-story house. You could look from our house down at Flemington and see what was going on down there, in the cemetery, anywhere down there. Yeah, it's really nice. I know we kids had a pile of toys, or I mind them, you know, them old time bed sticks, you know, they used to, heads used to be high, you know, solid wood beds, and they had them things stacked full of toys, guns, old metal cars, of course, we didn't know what this plastic and things kids get now, we didn't know what that was. And we got a car, it was metal, made out of zinc or something. Did he call me?
No, he's talking to the boy, he's coming in.
But, well, we ain't had it easy at all.
Yeah.
I've always been held back. I don't know. Need things done out of our side, build it during the war. Me and this guy's talking about Harry Smoke a while ago. And, well, he did pretty good, but his cuts never did go together, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He'd make some bad cuts and put it up in. And back then, during the war, you know, dollar an hour was pretty high, you know, for a person like me, you know, better to pay.
It's missing. I'm going to have to work on that. I think
that's
spark plug.
Oh, Mr. Guy, don't come near that stuff.
I tell you.
But I tell you, it's not cutting off, but fire.
I'll get
there. Well, she'll set you back.
Yeah.
I guess Willie, he never have, never did think about it, you know. Of course, here Willie talk about it. Everything is, was to his advantage, which, naturally, he was the oldest boy, and he got first choice in the thing, but I know he got the plow first.
Oh, he got the plow first.
Martin used to have to hoe peanuts, and he hated it. Great God. And then I got big enough. Of course, he's just 2 years older than I am. Martin is. And, of course, he put us out, me and Martin out there to hoeing peanuts. Willie had a plow. Him and Willie had a plow. Monroe, he's still monkeying around the yard. And to put him out there, he didn't want to hoe, period. And he'd pull a peanuts up and leave the cough weeds. Make Dad think he didn't know nobody, you know. But we used to come in from school. Daddy'd give us about 15, 20 minutes to change our clothes and get us something to eat and get in the field. Boy, that 20 minutes, and he didn't tow the watch, but he could figure just about how long 15, 20 minutes was. And, but if we wasn't out there, you'd hear him start hollering. And we knew to get out there. One time I'll get one of the last whipping one I got. We was hoeing peanuts. He pulled my hoe and made me cut up a peanut. And boy, cut into my hoe. I said, Monroe, I hate to be a tattletale, but I called that in. I said, that doggone plum tree's right ahead of us there. Then you know what you're going to get. Oh, man, you just get ahead of him and me try and tell you something. I said, yeah, but you can talk and work, too. So he'd reach up and pull into my hoe. And so it just kept on till getting worse and worse. And I said, man, you're going to keep on, you're going to make both of us get with it. So he kept right on. I hollered at Daddy. Daddy was down there in the corner. Way down there. And boy, I heard that fence squeal. And when you heard that fence squeal, you just look out. There's fire coming from somewhere. So he come on up, and if there's a switch where he could get to it on his way, boy, you better look out. Because he didn't toot it or walk up there for nothing. And he said, get it, he means get it. But like I say, he wasn't hard enough on us. I see now he ought to been a lot harder, but he didn't ever promise us. He give it to us. He whipped him, though he got a switch by that big off that plum tree. You know what them old wild plums are. And them runners somehow well wasn't trimmed up, you know, he got one of them. And boy, when he whipped, He didn't come here with no doggone little old switch, little old paddle. But he didn't really want to do it, see. That, like I say, that is a good Christian man. He tried to live right, and he wanted us to live right. And he hated whipping us. And it made me mad, run all over me, you know. And I said, Daddy, you ought not do that, something like that. Wham! He said, you shut up. Man, I knew to pull it in and let it be at that. So, but boy, I can think of it right now, and it kind of gets next to me. But like I told him, then, yeah, Daddy's always on me, whipping me. I said, Monroe, you know you're supposed to do better.
Then I won't buy it.
And I said, if you won't do things like you do, Daddy ain't going to get on you. He don't want to get on us. I said, you call him. Like I told Mr. Guy, I think Mr. Guy told about one time, he always wanted to send church and Sunday school.
You know what?
And that day, I don't know, I kind of devilish, you know. And I always brushed his hat, and a lot of times he'd comb his hair, see if he had any hairs on his shirt, anything, polish his shoes. And I'd do that, you know. And so he said, son, you better come on and go to Sunday school and church. I said, you know, that's the place to be. He said, you might feel worse than that someday and you can't go. So I said, yes. He said, well, I'm going to let you stay home today. And I thought he'd gone. And there wasn't no man or no person come around the house and scrub his feet like that. And that time, he didn't scrub his feet. He just walked right on in the house, right on through the house, and he walked light. Uh-huh. And there I was standing at the stove with Mom, one of these old wood stoves, you know, poking in there trying to get me a light for a cigarette. That's before he knew we smoked cigarettes. Well, he knew it, but he never caught us. He looked around, you know, he's dazed half a few minutes. And I was worse than dazed. If that crack had got a little wider than that spoon, I'd have went down through it. He said, young man, I'll get you out of church. And I knew it, too. I jumped out of old back window crying, because I knew he'd get with me. So, sure enough, when I come back, I went down there, an old big kid and laid and cried about that thing. If the preacher come, he'd take us off somewhere and wear us out. He told us not to sit around while they were talking. He meant for us to get somewhere else. And if we didn't, buddy, he'd taken us around the back of the house and said, now listen, yeah, young man, I told you to leave and I'm in it. And he'd work on us and go on back. But he wasn't the type to snatch you up, you know, in front of somebody and do it. I see a lot of these young couples, you know, do things like that.
I have
that brother of mine make me so mad I want to knock him through the wall. But when you say anything to him, even at the house, they want to get mad about you, they want to crawl on you.
Yeah.
Say, by golly, you go home if you're going to do something like that. You don't live here anymore, so. They don't look at that, though. But I tell you, I guess been had it good and had it bad, too. I've always been a little old scrawny drunk.